Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday night, the meltdown has begun. Sirius XM channel 159. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack, and we've got a full house tonight. Mo Khan steps up and then George Kurtz kicks it with us. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, throws it down. We've got Jason B. Takafin. We've got Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. Like I said, we got a full house. We weren't on last night, so we're sort of combining Sunday Bloody Sunday with the Monday night meltdown. So we're jam-packed this evening. Mo Khan will bat leadoff tonight. Countdown to the National Football League draft is on. The Combine is actually next week. We're now 1 week away from the National Football League Combine. So Rick Saratella steps up and in. NFL Draft Talk, NFL Draft Odds. Of course, XFL football has begun. A successful week one for the XFL, although we haven't seen the television ratings yet. Attendance was good. The quality of play was good. So I'm assuming the TV numbers were pretty good. It was a competitive sports weekend on television, going up against the skills competition, the NBA All-Star Game, Daytona 500. It was a busy sports weekend. But I still think the XFL will do pretty well. With the television numbers, we did better than pretty well with our bets. We absolutely crushed it. And there's numbers for week two. And you shouldn't be hesitating because the numbers are going to move. And I see a couple of spots already that we'll get in. We'll get Mo Khan's thoughts on this as well. So the NBA is off, basically, for the entire week. I don't know why a league whose players, like, only play, like, half the time actually need more time off after the All-Star game. It's not like you did anything in Utah. Like, seriously. Like, really, man? And I'm not blaming the players for this. It's not them. Like, the NBA schedule is just so, so stupidly whacked out. Right? They have all these off days, and then they'll play a bunch of games in a row, and, like, they got to figure it out. They got to do a better job making their schedule. There used to be a couple in Vermont. You know what I mean? Like, basically, you know, like a couple in Vermont that look like you would figure a couple in Vermont look like, right? They didn't look like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? You know, it was like an old hippie couple. They did Major League Baseball schedule literally by hand in their kitchen for years. Baseball bounced them recently for like a computer or whatever. You know, computer algorithm does schedules now. I think the NBA should hire that couple in Vermont because your schedule is stupid. It's whacked. It's not working and it doesn't help anybody. But nevertheless, college basketball takes center stage. We keep telling you the team to beat are the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas going to Fort Worth tonight. Kansas escape with the W. The game did stay under the number, which you know, I didn't like because I had Kansas, but I also had the over in the game. So we get the split. Yet right now, we're trying to hang on here with UC Irvine, that money line parlay with Riverside. Riverside rolled. The money line parlay with Riverside, Illinois, and UC Irvine, and I believe the Anteaters just won 59-56. They were trailing most of the night. They came back late, and I think it just ended. We'll confirm this momentarily. So as I stated, we got a full house here tonight. There's a lot of stuff to break down. College football. So you wouldn't figure to college football. Well, listen, it is the NFL draft, but college football is at the forefront right now. We have some, you know, rule changes that are going to be coming to the game that's going to affect the way that we bet on college football. They're going XFL style. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, everybody else in between. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including 97.1 The Freak, Dallas, Fort Worth, where Rock Chalk Jayhawk just got it done. Max Duggan rolled in a tux and a bow tie, but it wasn't enough for the Horned Frogs. We keep telling you that we think the Kansas Jayhawks are the best bet on the board right now. Double digits to cut down the Nets. People don't talk about them in the way that they should, and in fact, you should put some respect on the Jayhawks' name. So Kansas get it done. The game does go under the number. The West Virginia Mountaineers stepped up with a much-needed win tonight against Oklahoma State. Now, speaking of college sports, the news of the day today from college football is we've got some major rule changes coming to the game. They want to speed up the game, and they want to limit the amount of plays of the game as well to try to limit injuries, as they feel there's just too many plays in the game. And listen, man, I'm adamantly against like most rule changes, but college football does have a problem. College football games are too long, and college football does have a lot of rules that are just sort of isolated to college football and not the same as every other football league yet. This is going to affect the totals in a big-time way. How far are they going to go? We'll find out. But the rule changes include the game clock continuing to run after incomplete passes, which could be implemented this fall. Now, a word and the announcement is expected in about 3 weeks' time, as supposedly and reportedly not, you know, even everybody knows about this yet, but they're doing it. We'll get into this. We'll get Mo Khan's thoughts. He played the game. We'll talk XFL football. We'll get into week two's lines. Yes, there's lines. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We've got a full house here tonight. Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, kicking it with us. We've got Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, joining us, talking college basketball. We've got Jason B. Takafin, former GM in the Toronto Blue Jay organization, a three-time champion with their A-ball affiliate. Jason B. Takafin joins us. We talk baseball. We've got George Kurtz. We've got Mo Khan. We're stacked tonight on this Monday night. A Monday night that has no NBA basketball. They're off until like Thursday, which is just stupid, but it is what it is. College basketball took center stage tonight. Duke reached the 20-win mark. Now 20-8 on the season, beating Louisville. We gave Louisville the cover of the point spread, and they did, just barely, but that's all that matters. And the game went over the number as well, but John Shire reaches the 20-win mark, tying the record for most wins by a Duke head coach in their first season. He's the first since Harold Bradley in 1950-51 to win 20 games. Now, clearly this is one of those, listen, you were born on third, don't think you hit a triple, but you know, Duke have a lot of young players. People have been critical of Duke and sort of written them off this year. I wouldn't. They're getting better. Every time they take the court, they look better. They're 14-0 on their home court, right? So they win games at home. Are they going to win the NCAA tournament? Probably not, but it's not easy to replace a legend. And a lot of times when you do, the sky completely falls, and the sky is not completely fallen on the Duke Blue Devils. All right, let's bring in Mo Khan right now. A lot of stuff to break down with Mo, including Derek Carr meeting with the New York Jets. Daniel Jones has changed agents. There are reports out of East Rutherford that Daniel Jones wants to get paid for real, as in like, you know, $40, $45 million a year real, because that's what the going market for quarterbacks are. And all right, will the New York Giants tag him? There's a lot of stuff going on in the National Football League right now. You have to wonder as well about Aaron Rodgers. If the New York Jets, I don't think the Jets want the drama of Rodgers. So if the Jets pull the trigger on this and sign Derek Carr, which they could, how many spots are there really for Aaron Rodgers? You know, you go to your retreat, bro, like, you know, the world moves on. You know, you've sort of boxed yourself into, I don't know, the Las Vegas Raiders. But why would you want to leave the Green Bay Packers, who actually are good, to go to the Raiders, who are not? Like, if this is about winning, then going to, you know, Raiders isn't it. And speaking of the Raiders, Darren Waller, Raiders tight end, Darren Waller said over the weekend that it was a surprise when Tom Brady retired, and that he heard, and basically the Raiders players thought, that it was a slam dunk, that it was all but done, that Tom Brady was going to be playing for the Raiders next year, and then there was the surprise retirement. If you recall, there was the video of Tom Brady on his balcony, and somehow people focused in on the video and reading his lips, and he said, "Stop calling me five times a day." And I kidded at the time, it was Josh McDaniels. I don't know. I might have been right. Mo Khan steps up and in. Mo, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. A lot of stuff going on. I know you had a combine's now a week away. How you doing, Mo?
I'm well, Gabe. It's getting cold in Montreal. We're expecting snow in the next few days. So we had nice warm weather, and now it's going to be snow for the next few days in Montreal.
How is that news, Mo? It's always cold and snowy. Like, why? Like, I know you're a meteorologist as well, but like,
well, you know, I just want to bring back memories for you being a Montrealer, right? Living in Vancouver, that you might have forgotten how cold and snowy it can get during the month of February into March.
Yeah, I don't really care, to be honest. It's not my problem. Like, I don't worry. I know it was all about Montreal this weekend with Sami Zayn, and I saw Ariel Helwani was in Montreal, and the WWE and all that. And Sami Zayn did not win. Did you go to that? Did you go to the card?
I did not. I watched it at home. I'm not surprised he didn't win. I don't think they want Sami Zayn headlining WrestleMania in Los Angeles. You know, it's a local pop, right? Being Montreal, what it was. And look, I'll still say, had Zayn won that fight, I still believe Jacques Rougeau's win over Hollywood Hogan in 1997 is a bigger pin than what Sami Zayn could have done against Roman Reigns on Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody thought that. I don't know why anybody thought that he was going to win. I was reading on Deadspin that the WWE let people down and it was predictable and all that, but
with all due respect, it's sort of like American Idol, right? Like, if the fans want something and the people want something, the company is the one that has to deal with it after. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, so the message boards and online and everybody can want Sami Zayn, and it's a nice story, and you give him the belt and all this. Whatever, bro. It's a publicly traded company. Like, they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, like, Roman Reigns is easier to sell. There's a thing. Listen, if you start listening to the fans, you'll end up sitting next to them. That's what Buddy Ryan once said. He's kind of right about that. Like, wrestling fans try to hijack the storylines and stuff. The only thing I would say is, like, how long can Roman Reigns be on top for, right?
Well,
and the only reason he is because, quite frankly, they don't have anybody else that can really, really carry the company like he does, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right. And I know that the word about 8 months ago is that they were hoping The Rock would headline Mania with Roman Reigns in L.A., and The Rock couldn't fit into his schedule. And even Roman said, I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel, like a month ago, 2 months ago, that, you know, he actually goes, look, The Rock's not going to come. He's not in wrestling shape. He needs 3-4 months to get himself in shape to wrestle for 20 minutes, whatever it might be, at Mania. But the thing is, you know, Gabe, very well, you're a big wrestling aficionado. They don't, history has shown with WWE, they don't usually flip a major belt in between. So in February, March, before Mania, because they don't want to flip the script of storylines that they built up from October to present and have this Sami Zayn situation come up where he's now the champion going to Mania. They avoid that until after Mania, where they can get more spice going towards the summer months, towards SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't think it's right, personally. I think it's boring, right? If you know nothing's ever going to happen. That's the biggest thing with me, with the WWE, which I don't really watch that much. You know what I mean? I see it with the sound down and stuff, but because it's the same... It's the same storyline, and it's the same thing, like, all year, all the time. But they have, like, these long buildups that don't really go anywhere, right? And that was actually the complaint about this thing. I guess people have really enjoyed this storyline, right, with the Bloodline and the Usos and all this.
Yeah.
Like, even old-school wrestling, I heard Jim Cornette talking about how they've done a great job with the storyline, and this is old-school building something and all that. So we'll give them credit for that. But, hey, I'll tell you what, people seem to be pretty excited about it. It seemed to be a big, big-time card and all that. And good for Sami Zayn. And good for Kevin Owens. These guys came from, like, wrestling in basements in Montreal and are big-time, they're big-time millionaires now and stuff, which is super cool. But as far as being the champ is concerned, I get why they wouldn't want Sami Zayn to be the champ. The only thing is, I would say, is it wouldn't kill them, right? Like, nobody cares. They take this stuff way too seriously, Mo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, who cares if he won and then Reigns won again in 2 weeks on Monday Night Raw again? And then it leads into WrestleMania or whatever. Like, who cares? But they just are so set in their stupid ways.
Yeah, no, they are. This would have been equivalent to, say, like, the Houston Texans make it to the Super Bowl over the Chiefs, right? They don't want that happening. For their marquee event.
That's what I would say, like American Idol. Yeah. You can vote all you want. They're the ones stuck with the guy on TV. So, like,
Well, you know what I mean?
We're not going to go down that direction. But, nevertheless.
Sure enough.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Nevertheless, all this, I wasn't even going to bring up this, but Mo tells me that it's snowing in Montreal. That's like saying that it's like that it's raining in Seattle. You know what I'm saying?
There's snow in Montreal in July. Thankfully not, Gabe. So we're okay for that, though.
All right, Mo Khan with us. All right, so UC Irvine did survive 59-56. That's good because we had a bit of money line parlay. We crushed the Big West tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Oh, yeah. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to everybody listening in SoCal, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. We got a full house. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports going to join us. We've got Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com. The Combine is a week away. It starts next week in Indianapolis, of course. We've got Derek Carr news. David Carr appeared on NFL Total Access earlier in the day. He said he believed Derek will take his time. It's going to be a long process. He wants to do his due diligence and see as many places he can get a feel for. Yeah, well, I'd settle down, bro. You're not Joe Montana, okay, in his prime here. So, like, this is the opposite of what I said. I said if I'm Derek Carr and anybody offered me a deal, I would say yes before they finish. Like, yes, I'll take it. Of course, Derek Carr met with the New York Jets. David Carr says that he hit it off with head coach Robert Saleh. Derek had a great trip. He went there to get a feel of how they work from the top down. I got to tell you, Mo, I've defended Derek Carr, but for a guy that's for a guy that's never won a playoff game before, I wouldn't be too. I want to see how you operate from the top down. I'd be like, listen, dude, here's your check. Like, if this type of stuff, I'd be like, I already rescind the deal. All right, you know, I'm already. You know, I tell my brother to shut up, actually, as well. Say, stop talking about my trips to people on the network. Talk about somebody else. Talk about somebody else right now. But the thing is, I knew this would happen. I knew it would happen. He's got a vibrant market for himself right now. Right? The Saints would be willing to sign him. The Saints were aggressively met him and made an offer. So the Saints are in. It looks like the Jets. I don't think the Jets want to wait for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think the Jets. I just think they figure, you know what? Carr's a hell of a lot better than what we got. He's not going to cause problems, and he's not going to go on a McAfee show every Tuesday. So I think they think, you know, they can live with Derek Carr. And then you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who are in the market for a quarterback. Carolina Panthers in the market for a quarterback. There's a lot of different avenues this could go still with Carr, but seems to me that if he wants to win, the Jets would be the place to go.
Well, I don't know if you saw that Total Access on Monday night, but David Carr was wearing a green tie that was similar to the New York Jets colors. And LaDainian Tomlinson called him out on it. Are you wearing that tie? Yes, right? So, but the thing
is, we should have known because Sean Payton actually wore an orange tie the day before the Bronco deal, and he was asked, was that a message? He goes, oh, yeah, I didn't know. Ha, ha, I wore that because of that. Yeah.
The thing is with the Jets, though, right? I mean, from a history perspective of Derek Carr, he has a rapport with Todd Downing, who was his quarterback's coach with the Raiders in 2016, right? And the thing is that when you look at this team right now for the Jets, Gabe, they have young pieces in place. My question for this team will be their O-line. Mekhi Becton was out for the last 2 years, practically. Garrett Tucker's coming off an injury. So can he fortify that O-line? Because there's one issue with Derek Carr is that he can't face pressure as well. And that's based on having a strong offensive line. If he has that in place, I think that would be a great fit for him. But let's not forget, though, the Jets are right now $200,000 over the cap So they do have to do some roster maneuvering with salaries and whatnot here to get Derek Carr on board. But I think, again, with the combine next week, that's where we'll start seeing the dust really settle for Derek Carr's opportunities, because that's where his agent and he will talk to teams in person. And if that's going to be the target mark right now, Gabe, I think Derek Carr will sign probably a few days before free agency begins, so he has that leg up on the competition for a dollar deal that will fit his profile moving to his next contract.
I agree, and I also think his brother speaking about he wants to do his due diligence is that he wants to get the most money possible as well,
right?
Like, he doesn't want to rush into a deal, which I understand at the same point in time, because he does see different options for himself. But, and then you've got the combine coming up, and then there's going to be all the new dudes that come in, and then the hype begins there. The real question around, listen, the combine, I'm telling you what, Mo, I would expect it. Rick Sarratella is going to join us later. But I would expect this combine and more combines in the future to be very frustrating for teams. I think players are going to participate less and less. They're going to show up, dude. They might do the interview. They, you know what I mean? They'll do the interview. They're not going to do this drill. They're not going to do that drill. Dude, it's the first time this year guys like didn't play in a Senior Bowl. They showed up for practice, and then they were like, oh, I'm not going to play in the game, but I'll show up. They realize it does not matter. They can call their shots, and they're still going to get drafted, and they protect themselves from injury. They protect themselves from exposing some sort of weakness that they think they have, and then they'll do it at their pro day. And I would expect this more and more. And in fact, I don't know if you saw, there was a couple of agents that were talking, and people were talking already about how the combine's a thing of the past and it's pointless. There's enough on tape and all this, the pro day and the interviews. I think you're going to see this, a push in the future of players not wanting to even bother with the combine.
Yeah, you know, the combine game is a hellhole for players because you're up at 3 in the morning going to the hospital, get poked and prodded by medical doctors about your health issues and all that. And then you have to do the combine itself and to do the interviews. It's a long, arduous process for these NFL prospects. And, you know, and you bring up a great point, right? Players now have more power and control of how their value will be. And a guy like, say, Anthony Richardson from University of Florida, the quarterback, right now he's a polarizing figure because no one knows, is he a legitimate franchise guy who has all the physical tools but didn't really display it last year under Billy Napier to be a top 10 quarterback who they project will go number 9 to Carolina. He might say, you know what, bleep it, I'm not going to throw at the combine. I'll wait till my pro day where I can be in my environment and the control of what I want to do from a play script development here. So that's why a lot of these quarterbacks who might go top 10, Levis and Stroud and others, and Bryce Young included, might say, we're going to hold off on the combine. We'll show up, shake hands, sign autographs, and do interviews. But that's about it from our level of commitment for that event next week in Indianapolis. So that quarterback group will be very fascinating to see who does throw in about 8 days from now.
Yeah, you know what, though? At the same time, where a lot of the top dudes are going to think, you know what, I don't need to do this. I'm already locked in. I'm not going to risk, you know, only bad things can happen. I mean, if you're already projected to be a top five pick, you know, et cetera. But yeah, it opens up the door for other guys, though, to make a name for themselves. And I think a guy like Anthony Richardson is a classic example of this. He's going to light it up. And I don't know what he's going to end up doing. But, you know, we see the zip that he has on his football. Will Levis is another interesting guy that should be a star at the combine, right? If I'm Bryce Young is the one. Like, if you're Bryce Young, are you getting on scales? You know what I mean? Are you getting measured? I don't know. Devontae Smith didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was no, you're not weighing me. He's like, no. He was point blank.
I think he will, Gabe. Because
but remember Devontae said, you can weigh me at the pro by my pro day.
Right. I think realistically, we know Bryce Young is 6 foot, 195 pounds. I think he's probably more 5'11"-ish, 185 pounds.
And they're going to want to see this. They're going to want to measure this kid.
Right. And the thing is, the one thing I hate about pro days is that some pro days are like 4 days after the combine. And those players who are questioned at the combine, like, well, how will they run their 40 at the pro days? Well, they have the pro day in 5 days. So that's why I always look at teams to have their pro days a month to 5 weeks after the combine, because that gives you a better measurement. Okay, did this player put in the time and effort to get himself better and get stronger or bigger in weight class to say, yeah, I am committed to the process here. So these quarterbacks, whether it's Stroud, whether it is Bryce Young in particular, it's going to be fascinating to see what they do in Indianapolis, if they're going to see to the demands of the scouts or say, we're going to hold off until our pro day and show you what we can do in the environment that we are comfortable in, not in Indianapolis.
And we've seen this, you know, we've seen this in the past with players. Devontae Smith was one. Yet, yeah. I think we'll see. And I don't know, remember after the COVID year and stuff, we wouldn't want to take a player that opted out and didn't play. You know, Ja'Marr Chase didn't play. He did pretty well for himself in the National Football League, right?
Well. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see this combine, but that's the big question, isn't it? And we've got our boy Lambert in Arizona is asking about what about the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray's injury moving forward. We know that Gannon spoke about changing the offense and stating that the Cardinals running him in shotgun all the time was stupid. He basically said, the offense was way too predictable with Kyler. Turned out he was in the shotgun 92% of the time. And he basically, you know, Gannon said, if you're the defense and you know the quarterback's in a shotgun all the time, there's a lot of plays you know you won't have to defend. And it is true, right? But Kyler likes it in the shotgun. He's going to have to get under center here so they can run the play action and they can do some different things. We'll see how that works out, but we'll get to that in a minute. The big question is, Bryce Young seems to be the guy. Will the Houston Texans trade up? Will anybody trade up with the Chicago Bears to draft Bryce Young? That's the question coming up with the draft, Mo. Or will they think we don't have to, right? No one's going to trade up to number one, and we'll get him number two. That's the game of poker that everyone's going to play now.
Yeah, you're right. I think Chicago would like to trade out of it. Remember, the Bears have, I think, over $100 million in cap space. But the Bears will be fascinating too. Can they get out of it and hopefully have a team fall in love with the Bryce Young or Levis or Stroud to get the first pick?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Yeah, if I was the Bears, I'd try to stockpile some talent out of this, but I also wouldn't mind getting Jalen Carter in the end. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Talking some NFL football. We'll get into some XFL. Get you caught up to date, though. So, yeah, Derek Carr met with the New York Jets over the weekend. A positive meeting. Looks like Carr has a couple of options on the table. Reports are, but I don't know. I'm not buying in to all this stuff about Green Bay. Right? There's, you know, I don't. What's the guy? Normally, I like to, you know, recite the guy's report, but it's a long-time Packer guy. McGinn, maybe. I think it's McGinn. But he's coming on pretty hard now that basically the Packers are done. They think Aaron Rodgers is a flake. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that I don't know. I don't know if they're doing this to upset Aaron Rodgers or he just doesn't like Aaron Rodgers and he's sort of making it up. Like, you know what I mean? Or not making it up, but piling on. I don't know. He's just coming in pretty, like, you know, he's coming in pretty hard here about, like, how the Packers. I don't know if you saw the report, Mo. There was another one, too, that supposedly the GM said, and you saw it, it said Packers GM was telling people in the NFL this year that he's done with Aaron Rodgers, that he doesn't care, like, he's so tired of Aaron Rodgers and all this, that whatever. I don't know about all that, right? Like, who knows? Like, I don't know what the little media war purpose is here, but Aaron Rodgers does notice and see and hear everything, so... The thing is, yeah. Mo, he's running out of places to go. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a ton of options. There's not a lot of coaches want to deal with him, number one. There's not a ton of teams that want to pay him all that money and deal with it and give up a hell of a... It's not the Packers are giving him away. That's another thing. Right? Like, you've got to trade a bunch of stuff for him. Like, you know, multiple first-round picks. So, and then it's a short-term deal because who knows, like, he's a year-to-year guy. There's a lot of stuff there. I'm not saying nobody would take him, but what options does he really have, bro? Like, honestly, if the Jets sign Derek Carr, what options does Aaron Rodgers have? Who's signing
him? It could be the Raiders. I know that the McGinn story that came out on Monday saying that, hey, he came out of shape, wasn't committed to the process, and that LaFleur doesn't want him anymore, and no one wants him in Green Bay anymore.
Yeah, it went on, though. Remember, though, went on. He was unprepared. He didn't study. Yeah. He wasn't in shape. Like, they really piled on in that report.
They really did. And you have the Wonder Gate, right? Like, someone, I believe someone must have leaked it from Green Bay to kind of, I just said, stir the pot with A-Rod to kind of say, okay, well, bleep this. I want out. But
do you think they're trying to upset him so much so they're not the bad guys? I think that's where we're at. So it's you know what? Roger's going to say, F you all, I'm leaving. So they're like, hey, it wasn't us. Yeah. He was difficult to deal with.
Yeah, it's like with Favre, right? So it's almost similar parallels. I remember in 07, 08 when Favre was like, you know, Green Bay's like, we want to know what you want to do. Like, we need to make a decision now because we have A-Rod waiting in the wings and we have to make our move. And same thing with now Jordan Love that – apparently he's ready to go to be the week one starter for the Green Bay Packers, if that's the case to be. But the market for A-Rod is diminishing by the day here. And the more he spends in the darkness of not knowing what's going to happen, by the time he comes back to light, Derek Carr might be a Jet for all we know. The market for his salary that is so massive right now that the Packers have to organize or reconstruct that deal before they trade him off so they don't take a big hit on their cap. So there's so many moving parts by Aaron Rodgers right now, Gabe, that you have to wonder that by combine time next week, that I think the wheels will be in motion for him to decide whether he stays as a Packer, whether he retires or moves on to a different home address, that whether it's the Jets, Raiders, or someone else in the AFC, or maybe in the NFC South, who knows, that if they're willing to put in the money or put in the trade value that the Packers won, which I don't think they'll get, can they give up multiple picks for a guy who, as you said before, might be there for a week or a year and might dip out after next season and say, bleep it, I'm going to retire and go host Jeopardy and be a backup during the summer months of Jeopardy.
Right, waited too long for that. He missed out on that, too.
Yeah,
Jeopardy,
yeah, right.
Jeopardy gig's taken. Jeopardy gig has been taken. I think a lot of people in the NFL are just sort of tired of it, right? And if Rodgers, like, basically would be... You know what I mean? If he was telling teams, oh, yeah, trade for me, and I'm into this, and I'm into that, I think they would. I think if he was enthusiastic, right? Oh, I'd love to be on the Jets, and I'd love this. But everything is so cryptic all the time with him. And football people are very direct, right? They don't like this, like that stuff. They don't like the zenness of people. They want to know, are you in or are you out? And as simple as that. Then you can go do your little retreat, but let us know you're in first, right? Not this in-between stuff. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out. And as we stated, then we've got the combine coming up. We've got the draft. There are a lot of people that think now that four quarterbacks are going to be taken in the top 10. The Raiders are interesting. The Raiders could just draft a quarterback, Mo. They could. I don't know, though, because to me, it's like, how comfortable is McDaniels and what's their relationship like, right? If Davis really does like McDaniels as much as people think, or he pretends to, or he likes to, or he just doesn't want to pay everybody, but he seems to like McDaniels. So if he does really like him, then the prudent thing would be to say, all right, let's draft a quarterback instead of chasing one of these old dudes. Let's draft a quarterback. You're supposedly the quarterback guru, and do something with this quarterback, right? That seems to be, they could do that.
And it also buys time for McDaniels if they draft the quarterback, because if they were to go to get, not when Tom Brady, when that was linked for him, but if they were to get Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy Garoppolo, you're saying to your team, we're in it to win it now. Whereas with a young quarterback, you're saying to your franchise fan base, we're in it, but we want to build up a franchise that's going to build around this quarterback, whether it's Levis, Stroud, or whoever might be available at 7 if they have to trade up to get their guy. And let's not forget, though, Gabe, right? They can look at Jacoby Brissett. They can look at Jimmy G and be a stopgap solution for a year or two, allow that quarterback that they take at 7.
Right, we all know Jimmy G's going to be the quarterback there.
that's probably the likelihood, right? And people have been saying, well, it's A-Rod. Well, no, because remember, the Raiders don't have a team in place to go deep. Their O-line lacks pass blockers. Their defense lacks game changers. So there's a lot of problems on that Raider team as we speak. And if I were to pick, if I'm A-Rod and I had a choice between the Jets or Raiders, I'm going to the Jets because they're a little bit more stable on both sides of the football than where Vegas isn't right now going towards the combine next week.
Yeah, and it's a tough division that you're in. The AFC as a whole. If I was Aaron Rodgers, number one, I would just stay with Green Bay. Right, Green Bay are a player or two away. Like, they're right there. I mean, if Rodgers had played better in some of these playoff games, maybe they would get further, too. So they're right there. I mean, if you're Rodgers and it's really about winning, fine. Like, stay with Green Bay and figure it out and just, you know, win some football games. And or if you're really obsessed with, you know what, I just don't want to deal with these people anymore, and it goes both ways, they're tired of him, he could be tired of them, too, then I would stay in the NFC if I was him. Right? Like you said, that Southern Division, bro, you know what I mean? Look, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl like that. You got to think, you're like, okay, let's say I went to a Carolina. Let's say, you know what I mean, I was on the Falcons or the Bucks.
Yeah, right.
Right? If let's say I went to the Bucks, I could win the division and be in the playoffs, right? So that's sort of the thing. I think if he goes to the Jets, he gets into the playoffs. If he goes to the Raiders, I don't think he'll get into the playoffs.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, why would you want to leave the Packers for the Raiders? Like, what's the benefit of it?
But why would you want to come to the AFC where you have Joe Burrow, you have Josh Allen,
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Sean Payton, and the Broncos would be better than they were there. That was just an aberration last year.
Trevor Lawrence is on the rise now. Like, there's so many more premier quarterbacks on the AFC side of the bracket than there is on the NFC. But the thing is, with Aaron Rodgers, you made a point before, he's such an aloof type of character that he doesn't go by the norms of society. He'll do what's best for him. And when he comes back from the darkness trip and where he's had his mindset, does he want to still play football? That's going to be the key. Does he still have the passion to play football? Because, Gabe, as we saw last year in 2022, he wasn't that great. That team, the defense was okay, got better towards the second half of the year, but he only turned it on from weeks 10 and after that. But again, that first 10 weeks was not great for Aaron Rodgers, and I think you have to wonder for his commitment level, does he still have that drive, that focus that he still is the best quarterback in his mindset to be that man again? So I think right now for him moving forward, where is his mindset at before he decides on where he wants to play if he does play this season?
And let's be real. We've never seen anything like that before where a quarterback just basically ripped the team on a weekly basis on a show, right? Yeah. The wide receivers sucked. You know what I mean? The kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, really. Like, it was, you know, at some point your own teammates are going to figure, you know what? F this guy. Like, they're going to think, we never won. Like, we don't win, even though he's here. You know, he thinks he's better than all of us, but we still don't win. Like, yeah, he won 12 years ago, but we're not winning now. Right? Like, I could see the Packers thinking that, thinking, you know what? It's not like we're winning Super Bowls. Like, we're putting up with a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really do. They put up with a lot. All right, so XFL week one. What did you think? I don't know how many games you got to watch, but we saw them all, and we bet on them all. We did very well from a betting perspective. I thought the quality of play was very, very good for week one. It'll only get better as the season goes on, but I thought they had a very, very good week one. What did you think of the XFL?
I watched the Saturday games. I came away impressed with the way the format was. It looked more stable. I know it's early on, Gabe, but I thought it looked more stable from a game flow perspective here. I know people were poking and prodding 3 years ago, oh, it was terrible football to watch, but there was some good moments in some of the games that I saw, watching the game in Arlington with Dallas and stuff like that. I thought that was a good game to watch overall. But I think what the key is now for them is to stabilize the fan interest, right? Can the fans come out here? I know the game in Dallas was, I think, 30% less the last time they were there in 2020. So I'm just curious to see now when they go into week two, where they go and play these matchups on week two, whether it's San Antonio now, whether it's going to be D.C. and so on and so forth, or whether they're going to be hosts or not. But the key is going to be St. Louis. That market was massive for the XFL 3 years ago, where they almost had, I think, like 35,000 per home game. Are they going to have the same interest level as they did 3 years ago to come back out again? So I'm curious to see how this plays out for them. But I thought early on it's been great. And also the storylines of the fact that the kickoff rule could be in play for the NFL. Maybe not now, but in 4 or 5 years from now, that they adopt that style of kickoff to make sure they minimize those type of awful injuries we've seen from kickoff returns in years past.
I think that the attendance, although somewhat, it's not that it's irrelevant, right? Because you don't want the perception that, you know, nobody wants to go to the games. But at the same point in time, it's like the bowl games, right? There's 600, you know what I mean? Look at like the Bahamas Bowl. The stadium is empty. Like, football is made for TV. Like, look at the USFL, essentially. Like, the USFL made money. The television networks made money with a fanless league because it's built for television. So, but at the same point in time, you want some enthusiasm. The XFL attendance, Arlington, they got 12,000. Houston, 12,000. You would hope for more in Texas, to be honest. St. Louis and San Antonio. San Antonio got 24,000. And D.C. Defenders got 12,438. I'll tell you what, they were allowed 12,000. They were allowed and drunk 12,000 in D.C. They don't play in the biggest stadiums either, so that's one good thing as well. But as you stated, and also usually these television, normally the television numbers are good for week one of these leagues, and they sort of, you know, they dip as the year goes on. I think they can sustain this, though. I think there's a market for it, solely, I think, honestly, because of betting. I think bettors are going to like it, and it's betting is legal in 30-plus states now, and the sports books like it.
Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's action, Mo, right?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we didn't get to the news of the day yet. Did you see this, Mo, that Robbie Anderson changed his name? So Robbie Anderson, the wide receiver, Arizona Cardinal wide receiver Robbie Anderson, has legally changed his name. And he showed the court papers as well. it's for real. So from now on, his name is Chosen Anderson. On social media, he now goes by Anderson R. Chosen. Anderson R. Chosen.
His legal name
on the court certificate, he's legally changed his name to Chosen Anderson, and he's tweeted out, his agent tweeted out, from now on, like, don't call him Robbie Anderson ever again. He's Chosen Anderson.
I'll say this, a good friend of mine named his son Legend. So that's a cool
That's all
name,
right, but you did it as a
that's
baby.
A cool
you can't change your
that's
name
right.
mid.
Yeah. Chosen. Oh, Chosen. Boy, that's a wild one there. Oh,
this guy, forget about Aaron Rodgers. This guy. Remember, this guy got kicked off the field earlier this year. They said, out of here. They said, go. I like what Wilkes did now. You got to go. Kicked him off the field. Yeah, like... If I'm Jonathan Gannon, I'm thinking, what the hell am I getting myself into, man? We're calling Kyler Murray, and I got this guy. Hey, Robbie, no, it's Chosen. All right. If that's what he wants, that's what it is. I got no problem with it. He said, with God, first day righteous, heart pure and genuine, will always prevail. Stay wise and focused on my purpose. Chosen. All right, thank you, Mo.
Always, man. Have a great week. We'll speak on Sunday, pal.
Guy had 20 catches last year. Chosen for what?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.